Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Peah, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hei, Ha'achim Shechalku. If two brothers divided a field that they yarshined, Noisnin Shtei Peahs. Each one has to give his own Peah on his half of the field. So, this is a little bit of a change here in the Mishnah. Until now we were discussing Halachis of Peahs, when you have to give on two fields and when not. But it depended on something you can see, like a stream or an irrigation canal, a private road, a private path, a public path, a strip of land that was plowed but not planted, or planted with different species. Those were all examples of things that cut a field in half and you have to give peah for each field separately. Now we're talking about something you're not going to be able to see with your eyes, but it's a metzias, it's a reality. The field may belong now to two different people. So once again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hei, Ha'achim Shechalku, two brothers divided a field. Field that they inherited, Noisnin Shtei Peahs, they have to give two Peahs. Chazu V'Neshtatu, if they went back and joined once again, let's say first, the brother said, okay, we yashin this field from our father, you take this half, I take the other half. Then they said, you know what, we're going to become partners, we all own the whole field together. Chazu, they went back, V'Neshtatu, and became partners again. Noisnin Peahs, so it goes back to one Peah. Vayter says the Mishnah, let's say they were not brothers, but we have Shnayim, two people. Shalakhu Esa'ilin, they bought a certain type of tree, that's Mechuyev in Peah. Maybe I could remind you that we learned earlier in the first perik which types of trees are Mechuyev in Peah. Carob trees, Lamashal, walnut trees, almond trees, grapevines, pomegranates, olives, dates. They have all the conditions to be Mechuyev in Peah. So, Shnayim Shalakhu Esa'ilin, let's say two people got together, and they bought L'mashal a pomegranate tree. Noisnin Peah Achas. They're going to give one Peah for the whole tree. But this is if our two friends over here own the whole tree jointly. There's no one part of the tree that belongs to you and the other part of the tree belongs to the other one. If they did do it that way, in other words, as the Mishnah explains weiter, Lokach Zet Zafoin. This one, let's say, bought the Tzafen side, the north side of the tree. V'zed Raimai. And this one bought the south side. It's one tree, but we know clearly this side of the tree belongs to you, this side of the tree belongs to you. If that's the case, Zenoisin Peyaliatsmai, this one's going to give Peah for himself, Vizenoisin Peyaliatsmai, and this one's going to give Peah for himself. So now we learn a big Chiddush. Till now we learned that a field that has two different owners, each one gives Peah on their own. Now we see even a tree. They have two different owners, and it's clear. He owns this part, he owns the other part. It's like two trees. Even though if we would look at it, we'll see only one tree. Zokt de Heilige Mishnah Weiter. Here's another case of where you wouldn't be able to tell by looking at it, but l'maisa it's considered two separate things. That I'm mechuyev in their own peah. Ha'moicher kilchei ilan b'toich sadehu. What does kilchei ilan mean? Literally tree sprouts. But basically what's happening is someone's coming into my field and he sees trees over there full of fruit and he says, I'd like to buy the trees. No, I don't sell my karka. I don't sell my ground. No, I don't want to buy the ground. It's just the tree. But if I'm selling you the tree, am I not selling you the ground underneath the tree? No, this is how we're going to do it. I'm buying just the tree. Of course, my tree is connected to your ground. It's going to draw energy from your ground. I'm going to use your ground for that. But it's not my ground. If I want to plant other trees over here, I can't. Oh, so you just want to buy the tree itself, not the ground. Right. So that's our case. Hamoicher kilchei ilan. This person sells the trees on their own without the karka that is underneath it. Betoich sedei in his field. The din is noisein de lekeach is going to give peya mikol echad ve'echad from each one of the trees on their own. So if this buyer bought, let's say, several trees with the same deal, he doesn't get the ground underneath it. He's going to have to give peya from each of those trees. Even though he's only one owner that owns these trees. But you can't connect them to say it's in a tree field because he doesn't own the land in between one tree and the other tree. Amar Rav Yehuda said, Amasai? But when do we say this? Bizman shalei shi'er bal hasadeh. If the owner of the field didn't leave over any of the trees for himself, he sold them all to the buyer. Take all of my trees. Avalim Shir Balasada, but if the owner of the field left over some of these trees for himself, hu nais in peya l'kol. He's going to give one pay at the end for the whole field of trees, even for the ones that are sold. Wait a second. I'm the owner. I sold all the trees except for one. You're telling me I have to give pay for my one tree for all of these trees that aren't mine? Why? I would respectfully ask Rabbi Yehuda, of course, I'll do whatever the halach is, but may I understand why? And Rabbi Yehuda will explain. Because we're talking about a case, you already began to harvest, you already began to cut down the fruit, and afterwards you sold the tree sprouts to the buyer. Once you started taking off your fruit, you already had a chi of peya on the entire field. So the owner says, okay, of course, let me just understand this. If I had sold these trees before I started cutting, then what would the halacha be? And the answer is that then the buyer himself would have to leave his own peya from every single tree that he bought. Aha, but because I started to cut before I sold the trees, I already have the chiv to leave over from the last trees for all the other trees. Okay? So now hopefully he understands the halacha. Let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah here, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hey. First, learned that if brothers yarsh in a field and then they divide it, they would have to give two payas, each one on his own chalik, to get together and form a partnership. They'll give only one paya, so they go back to where they were to start with. We learned that if two people purchased a tree b'shutfis, each one owns the whole tree, they give one paya. But if they each bought part of the tree, one bought, let's say, the north side, the other the south side, each one gives their own paya. Then we learned that if someone buys trees on their own, without the karka underneath, he has no right to plant anything there. It's just that he has a right that his tree should be there and draw energy from the ground, but he doesn't own the ground. Then if this lokeach, this purchaser, bought a bunch of trees, he has to give paya from each one separately. Being that he didn't acquire the karka, each one is a field on its own. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we say this din? If the Baal Hasada didn't leave anything over for himself, but if he left one tree for himself, he has to give payah for everything. And we explained, it's talking about where the Baal Hasada started to take off the payahs from the trees on his field. He did that before he sold trees on his field. So he already had the chiv of payah from his payahs. The Torah says, of a kitzruchem es kitzir artzuchem, that means when you start cutting, you already have the chiv. And that's why in this case, once again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and by the way, Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the Tanakhama, he's just explaining the words of the Tanakhama. Generally, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimasai in a Mishnah, he's not arguing, he's just explaining. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining with this din that the Tanakhama said, that you have to give payah from each tree, that the buyer would have to give payah from each tree, is only if the Baal HaSada didn't leave anything for himself. But if the Baal HaSada left something for himself, and he started to cut before he sold the trees, the Baal HaSada, the owner of the field, will have to give payah for all the trees. And the buyer has no chi of payah at all.